Chapter 67.
I can't leave you alone for a minute, Kovac crabbed, walking across the lawn to the Haas garage. You owe me dinner.
Excuse me? The son of Satan just tried to kill me with a hammer.
And your point would be?
Liska scowled at him. Don't make fun of me, Sam. I've never been so freaked out in my life.
Kovac gave her shoulder a squeeze. I can see that, Tinks. I just thought a little obnoxious levity might be in order. How would that be different from how you usually are? Smartass.
To have Liska admit to being afraid took a lot. Now she would get pissy because she had let someone see that she wasn't really as tough as she pretended to be. You should have seen him, Sam. When he turned around and came at me with that hammer. She shivered and pretended she was cold, rubbing her hands up and down her arms. What I saw in that kid's eyes, I've never seen before, and I don't want to see it again. Bobby Haas had been hauled out on a gurney and taken away in an ambulance, and still she was more shaken than Kovac had ever seen her. She scowled down at the ground, uncomfortable with the uniforms and the forensics team crawling all over the place, lest they see through her act too. Kovac took off his trench coat and put it around her. She could have drowned in it, she was so little. With an arm around her shoulders, he guided her to the Haas's front porch, and they sat on the edge of it. She leaned into him.
Slow it all down, kiddo, he said. Slow it all down.
She took a deep breath and let it out. I asked the unis to get Wayne Haas, she said. I'm not telling him this. I can't. You have to.
All the lights and sirens, and he hasn't come out on his own?
Bobby told me he went to bed early because he wasn't feeling well.
I should sleep so hard, Kovac said. My neighbor doesn't stop banging on his roof in the mornings. I'll take a hammer to him.
Liska wasn't listening to him. She looked up at the sky and shook her head. Oh, God.
It's because he's a kid, Kovac said quietly. That's too close to home.
You know, I really wanted to feel sorry for him, she said. I did feel sorry for him. The poor motherless child.
I don't know if Bobby Haas was ever a child.
Maybe that was the problem.
And maybe he had 3 sixes branded on the back of his head, Kovac said. Don't try to figure it out, Tinks. There's a reason that's not our job.
They couldn't do it. The toll was too heavy emotionally, and emotion took away objectivity, and one thing a detective absolutely had to be was objective.
Hypocrite, he thought.
One of the forensics people stuck her head out of the garage. Detectives, I think you need to come see this. Becker took the stuff out of the briefcase to inventory, she explained. This is pretty scary. Inside the garage, Kovac looked over the items that had been spread across the workbench. Carrie's files having to do with the state versus Carl Dahl, the papers she had been taking home to look at over the weekend. All of it was wet and stinking.
Jesus, he pissed on it, he said with disgust.
Liska had moved on to the rest of it. Oh my God, she whispered. Sam,